stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Over the years, I've met with thousands of families to review their financial situation and go over their new loan options. My favorite one has to be the cash out refinance. It's that one loan that can make such a huge impact, saving people up to $1,000 a month. A cash out refinance is just as easy as a normal refinance, but we don't stop there. We get you the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light. Barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and
the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
And we think you'll get lots of
wine and women
and a song
and women.
Oh. Is that new? I don't think so.
Had that for 20 years.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 23rd edition of Pinions Playhouse. We have a lot of players in the Playhouse today. We are brought to you today by First Community Credit Union, my favorite place to bank, and it'll be yours, too, if you'll just consider becoming a member and do your banking where I do my banking and my boys do their business banking. I do car loan, debit card, credit card, all that stuff you do at a bank. We'd love for you to do it there. They're the exclusive sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. We'll talk about that and other things, but first...
Hey!
All right, let's go counterclockwise because I like to start with a control board operator, and our control board operator is from Birmingham, England. That's right, he sounds like royalty, but that's because everyone there sounds like royalty. He's not royalty at all. He's just Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hi to everybody.
Hello to everybody and my mom and dad.
Oh, that's a good boy. He's a good boy.
Aw.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Yeah, that one. That's the one, all right.
Yep.
Dan, how's it going?
Great. I want to say hi and thanks to Mark and
Jason. Did we hear the trouser mouse? Did we do that? Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. Who's your sponsor?
Mark and Jason.
Ah.
They are with Stiefel. And if you are retiring or changing jobs and have a retirement account, you want to have Mark and Jason check it out. You can have them... do a complimentary portfolio review.
We got to smooth this out.
Oh, I will.
It's halting. Halting is the word I would use.
It's style.
No, it's not. Just do it again.
For their number and more.
There you go. Just pick it up.
For their number and more, go to markandjason.com. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE.
You need to do that before, because the last thing we should say is, markandjason.com. You work it out.
They have it down here.
I don't care. Move it.
Okay, I'll move it.
I'm sorry, folks, but it's self-love. That's the only way you get the kinks out. Now, we inherited this guy. He's a newsman. He's a private investigator. That's not a joke. In real life, he's a private investigator. And I know a lot of you really don't know him well yet, but you will. His name is Tim Woodburn. He's a private investigator. Now, see, when I said private investigator originally, that's when you would have hit the Rockford Files. But I made up a thing for people to remember your last name. Just try to imagine you. You have a fireplace?
Yep.
Wood burning?
Yes.
Huh? How much wood would one burn if wood burn could burn wood? It's kind of the woodchuck thing.
Right.
And now people will remember wood burn. They won't forget it. If they can remember Tim,
that's smooth.
They got it made. Tim, say hi to everybody.
I want to say hi to everybody, and I especially want to say hi to my neighbors in Eureka who live a couple houses down from me. I know your kids are the one who are throwing golf balls in my yard, and this morning I threw them all back. That was me.
You're dealing with a private investigator, children. Don't do that. You don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Overland Park, Kansas, and I understand we can't play any theme music for her and play this at the same time. It's a computer issue. Would you please say hello to my daughter, Amanda Pookie Pinion. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
See? Sweet little voice. And then there's me, and you know who I am. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses behind you.
And Rat Boy, every time my daughter comes in, he knows that she was a high-level tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
She was the Missouri State champion at the age of 15. I know she doesn't like it when I do that, but it's true. And Rat Boy just presented her with a tennis ball, but it's not a real tennis ball. It's made out of
cheese.
It's made out of cheese, but it's got the whole little...
Oh, Wilson and everything.
Yeah, and it looks just like
Thanks,
a tennis ball.
Thanks, Rat Boy.
He even got cheese fuzz. He got, you know how mold gets fuzz on it? He let it mold. It's
Ooh,
got
that's
fuzz.
That's so yummy.
Like
yeah.
a tennis ball. Don't eat it. And, of course, Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Keep it coming. Thank you. Appreciate it. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Their headquarters is in Chesterfield Valley. They have 42 other locations. You say, that's a lot. It is a lot. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And you know that I have never used the drive-thru at First Community. I've been a customer for years and years. I just don't do drive-thru. I 2 weeks ago, for the first time ever, I did the drugstore drive-thru, pick up prescription. I'd never done that either. I kind of like that. But First Community, I like to go in there. Now, I've never asked them if you drive through, if you drive up to the little window, can you say, hey, can you shoot some popcorn out here to me? Maybe they can. I don't know. But you can use it. Lots of people do. Or you can walk in. You can bank on the phone. You can bank online. You say, I can do that at my bank. Really? You got popcorn at your bank? I don't think so. And even if you did, here's what you don't have at your bank. You don't have the First Community Credit Union level of service. You don't. You couldn't. Because you're just a customer. And I say just a customer because we're not just customers. We're members. We belong to the credit union. You say, well, if you belong to something, there's usually an initiation fee, a charge. Yeah, there is. It's $1. $1. I feel that I owe you that, to tell you the truth. Full disclosure, it's $1. If it were $10, it'd still be worth it. It's $1. It's a credit union. It's a place to bank. Do all your banking. Whatever you do at your bank, I personally think they can do it for you better. So the rest is up to you. You just have to take the time. It's not a lot of trouble. Close your accounts out wherever you bank. Tell them adios. I'm leaving. They'll act like they care. Walk out. Open your new accounts. Pick out your new checks. Get your new debt. I got a new debit card, I think Friday or Saturday, because mine was just worn out. My wife wore it out. She wears out cards, credit cards. Yeah, I'm cat equipped. I have a new one now. I'd love to see your new debit card. Take a picture of it. Send it to me. Send it to me on an email. I'm not kidding. You'll be
the front
so
and the back pinches.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. You'll be so proud. Of course, you're not going to do that. That's for the really dumb listeners. But let me know if you join. Let me know if you seriously, and let them know when you're in there that you're AM and the PM and you love the yard sale on Saturday morning. The real yard sale, Scott Sherman, First Community Credit Union, FirstCommunity.com. Tonight, Larry Connors. Follows the show at 6 o'clock. Here are some of the things he'll be talking about. The JFK files are to be released pretty soon. What's the actual release date? It's coming up.
That was a
50-year deal?
Yeah, October 26th, I believe.
Can I ask a pretty ignorant question,
well,
and I apologize
there,
for
there
it?
There are no ignorant questions. Remember
what
that.
Are the JFK files?
That's ignorant.
Oh, man.
What I mean is, they sealed, that files on the actual case?
Yeah, the assassination. Oh. They sealed stuff they didn't want us to know. And what was it, Dan, 50 years or 10?
Yeah, it was 50.
And so, it was in 63.
Apparently that's coming up, and they're going to release them, and it'll be interesting to see what's in there. I believe there's a lot of stuff that we're going to find out that we didn't know.
October 26th is the release date.
There Do you think go. It's still going to be redacted like you know you see on TV with like, all those those black marks?
I hate that.
That's what they're releasing is the unredacted stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I hate that redacted thing. They go, well, we got a hold of these confidential files. And then they show them to you, blacked out. You can't tell anything. So Tim says they're unredacted, then they're unredacted because he's a news guy. Larry will also be talking about the NFL protests that continue with a national anthem singer taking a knee. Who was this? I didn't know about this.
She took a knee on the last word of the song. I don't remember her name, but
what is wrong with these people?
Plenty.
Attendance is down. Good. Concession sales down. Good.
Oh, a friend of
pizza
mine.
Pizza sales are down around the country. Because think about it. They're watching the game.
Viewership's down. Viewership's down. Over a million fans a game or less watching the NFL
this
year.
It's about time people spoke up in this way and said, we're sick of this mess.
A friend of mine went to the Colts game yesterday, and he took video of the stands, and they were virtually empty. It was crazy.
Good.
How many people were not there.
Good. Medal of Honor was given today to an Army medic who saved dozens in Vietnam. Larry will tell you about that. And they'll also play you the audio of a condolence call that President Trump made to another Gold Star widow, not the one causing all the current flack. And this is not a show where we do this, but I got to tell you something. Like Trump, hate Trump, in between. If the words he said to the widow were, your husband knew what he was getting into. Yeah, I guess you could take that as if a parent tells a child, well, you knew what you were getting into. In other words, to say it like you asked for it. As opposed to, he knew what he was getting into, yet he still forged ahead. That's bravery. That's bravery. And that's exactly how he meant it. Think about it. What president, any president, would call a widow and ever imply, well, he got what he deserved? That's insane. We pick on the dumbest crap. And that's the end of my commentary.
Thanks, now, Larry.
And Chuck's boots never leave my feet. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Not sure why. He sleeps in them.
My daughter Amanda and I witnessed something. It was either Friday or Saturday. That as soon as we saw it, we both had the same reaction.
Did you see Uranus with the naked eye?
No, hang on. We're being interfered with on our frequency. All right. Well, one more of those. I'm shutting it off. No, we saw a guy at Walgreens park at that angle taking two spaces, and it was such an obvious 45-degree angle that it makes you want to go over and do something to the car. What a D-bag.
Well, and the whole parking lot was open.
Hold on. All right, Dan, I'm shutting mine off.
Okay.
People are interfering with the playoffs. You can't do that. Yeah.
The entire parking lot was, there were maybe five cars in there.
There were at least 20 spaces available, yet he parks right in front at that angle. Let me tell you something, D-bag, and every one of you like him. I'm doing you a favor here. You're going to get your car screwed with because nobody likes that guy who thinks his car is so, and it was an Acura NSX or whatever that is. It wasn't a Lamborghini. Don't do that. You call far more attention to your car than you would if you just park it. It screams, hey, look, I'm a D-bag with a really expensive car, and I think I can take up two spaces.
That happened to me at Deerberg's in Fenton one time a couple years ago. I was with my dad, who's a Vietnam vet, and he's got a little bit of a mean streak in him. And so we joked about how would you have handled this situation. We called it the decade game. And we said, how would you handle the situation today? And then how would you handle it 10 years ago? And how would you handle it 20 years ago?
Big
and how would you handle it 30? Yeah. And every 10 years you go back, it gets more violent. It's like, Dad, this guy just took two spots. It's raining, so we had to go park 17 spots further down. Now, Dad, how would you handle this? Well, I'd probably just, kick his car and dent it. Well, how would you handle it 10 years ago? I'd probably kick his car and dent it. Maybe I'd have punched a window. Well, how about 20 years ago, Dad? Well, I'd probably kick his car and dent it. Probably punched a window.
Smash
then I probably went inside and probably grabbed a guy by the throat and said, don't ever do that again.
Well, here.
And then when he got got to 21, he was like dead on the floor at Dearborn. You know, it just kept getting worse.
I'm not condoning what I'm about to tell you or say we should bring it back. But years ago, somebody made up these ultra super sticky stickers, and you slap them on the windshield of a car, and they're already printed out. It said, "Hey, a-hole, don't ever park like this again." And you couldn't get them off. I mean, they were super glued to that wind as a big old sticker. Folks, let me tell you something. Go to the hardware store and buy these glue traps. These glue traps to catch mice. That's the stickiest substance I have ever seen in my life. Right on the back side of it, you are a D-head or a-hole, and you just called attention to your car, and I couldn't resist doing this, and then slap it on the windshield, sticky side down. It'll take him a week to get that junk off. Probably have to. I'm not saying do it, but, man, it would be great if we could go back to the day when people did do that, and they sent a strong message. Don't be a jerk. Don't. Let us know that you think your car is so much nicer than all of ours that you get two spaces.
See, revenge releases an endorphin that nothing else does in your body. Whoever says revenge isn't worth it has never done it.
But you got to be careful because revenge is not worth going to jail for or some, you know, big fine. But, man, do I want to get some of those sticky things and plop on people's windshields every once in a while. All right, when I go into a store and buy anything, and I do this all the time, if the change that's coming back to me is let's say, 83 cents, I tell them to keep the 3 pennies. I always do. I keep the pennies for somebody who might need a penny. I do it every time. Saturday, I go to Best Buy, and I checked out at the counter, and my bill was $31.69. Okay. I had exactly $31 and exact 68 cents. I'm not kidding. In my pocket, I counted and there was 68 cents. And I handed them to this girl and I said, you got a penny? You have a penny? She says, no. And I said, you don't have a penny. I've got 68 cents. This is $31.69. You're going to make me. She said, I'm sorry, sir, but we're never instructed to give money away. Now, haven't you 90% of the time have people go, oh, no, I got a penny. And they have a little penny. Mm-hmm. No, not her. Not her. Not a penny. She wouldn't take my 68 cents. And I just thought, yeah, I was aggravated by that because I always give extra pennies. And I expected, you know, when it came my time to need one, they'd have it. But no, they don't. There was a woman at Home Depot. And what I'm about to do is probably going to seem cruel and not nice. And I don't mean for it to be. But I could not help but share this with you. I went to Home Depot to get furnace filters. And when I checked out, and I'm not going to tell you which one it was, this woman had a beard. And I don't mean a little bit of fuzz like women have. I mean a beard.
Not like bigger than my beard?
No, but hairs on her chin and mustache that
whiskers.
Were easily half an inch long. And not 3 or 4 or 5, but lots and lots of hair. Now, how does that happen? How does a woman, and it wasn't, you had to sort of, ooh, wait, I just noticed she has a beard. No, you'd know it 30 feet away. It was a beard.
How old do you think she was?
60.
Hormone imbalance.
Yeah, that might be a hormone imbalance.
Can't you
isn't
take
that
a
like
the woman's razor to that or nair?
Yes.
Why
probably
would,
I
would,
think
why
so.
Would you have a beard if
maybe
you're
or she's
woman?
Got at home is a cat. So, you know, she's just not really care
no,
about
don't
her
get a job. I got to tell you something. I could stop staring at her. How could you not stare at her?
Maybe and her husband would rather she
maybe
had
he
a
likes
beard.
The ticker.
Oh,
right.
You know what? It's a kinky sex thing.
Yeah.
No. Or maybe
the
her
beard.
Wife.
Yeah.
Hold
or
on.
The wife.
Her wife.
Are you sure this was a female?
I promise you. I guarantee
I've
it
I've seen
was.
That before. And
no,
yeah, I can't
her name.
Staring.
I'm not going to mention her name, but trust me, it was Evelyn or something that was not a name tag. This was an older woman with a beard.
Huh.
And you want to say something, but I just, you don't, because I wanted to say, what's with
see.
The beard?
Like, what do you say? Do you like walk up and kind of rope-a-dope it and say, hey, Evelyn, how you doing tonight? It's a nice night, huh? Nice weather we're having. Why do you have a beard?
Yeah. Well, I
nice
really
beard.
Did want to say, This is probably out of line, but I can't help but ask, why do you have a beard? Because you don't have to have a beard. Is there a condition where somebody can't take hairs off their face, a medical condition? No. No. I've never heard of such a thing. She obviously knows she has a beard. She has a mirror. And
maybe she likes
maybe
it.
Maybe she can't see it.
Maybe she likes
maybe
it.
Maybe she's living in denial. Maybe she just wanted a soup catcher.
I worked one time with a woman who was in her 40s and had never shaved her legs. In her 40s. Never shaved her legs.
How do you know?
Now, it wasn't, huh?
How do you know?
She told me. No, she told
never.
Me.
Never. What about her armpits?
I didn't get into that. It was a workplace, so she dressed in the business clothes, but she flat out said, I never shaved my legs my whole life. And then she showed me her leg, and it, honest to goodness, it had fine, soft, blonde hairs that with nylons or something, you really couldn't tell. They weren't like, you know, stubbly, black, hairy legs. But she never in her life shaved. She's 44 years old.
Was she French?
No.
They don't shave.
Oh, I know. And let me tell you something, Limey. Oh. The first nude woman that I ever saw at a resort was at a Club Med. You know what Club Med was? Club Med used to be the swinginest resorts, and you had to belong, and they gave you pop beads that you used to pay for things. And my wife and I got a one-day pass because she was a travel agent. So we go into Club Med. I'm in my 20s. It's the first time in my life I'd seen a totally nude woman at a resort. And she was down by a marina, by the ocean, and absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, the most incredible body I'd ever seen, long, dark hair. And a friend of hers yelled at her, and she raised her arm to wave.
Oh.
Shrubbery. Just a hedge under her arm. A glob of hair. It ruined everything. No, she didn't shave under her arm.
Now, you didn't find letters to her in those journals you found at the home, right?
Yeah, why were you there?
He's a hoarder, but
we
you didn't find letters.
We were there because your mom had a one-day pass so
still,
we could go visit
why?
Club.
Was this the early 80s, the late 70s?
When
was this
early like? 80s.
Early you're, 80s,
you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s, and it was a swinging thing, that club, man.
I loved meeting
like
you,
a
please.
Swinger?
No,
just wild and loose and a lot of young people taking their clothes off. And when she raised her arm, I'm telling you, that did it.
Was everyone nude?
No.
Oh, just her?
No. It was just her. It was just kind of a loose, wild
attention seeker.
All right, I got an idea, and I know there are people listening right now that go, you know what, I saw that woman with that beard. That beard. I know we talk about Home Depot. I'm thinking, you think we'd have a police officer in once a week just for like 10 or 15 minutes? I think this would be good for the police relations thing. I'm serious. What are you laughing at, Lyme? You hate the police?
No, I love the police. I got a problem with this, but I'm trying to see how this woman with facial hair to we need a police segment. I'm interested to see
you don't need
how
a
you're going to bridge that gap.
It's just, I'm jumping in one thing. I'm going boom, 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 one, two, another. I don't need a reason. Okay, you don't need a segue, a transition. I think we should think about having a police officer in, but I don't think they're going to volunteer to come in because they're not self-centered like
to
that.
To do what?
Just so we could thank them and say, hey, how's it going today? How's crime in Kirkwood or wherever? And thanks for your service and how long you've been on the force. You know, just kind of get to know your police officers kind of thing from all over the county. We could do that. I have a bonus joke if you want to hear it.
Let's hear it.
Love to.
So this woman decides to sue the hospital because her husband has a procedure. It's actually a clinic. He has a procedure, and after the procedure, he has zero interest in having sex with his wife. After that procedure, he would not have sex with her ever again. And the lawyer said, but you have to understand, it was cataract surgery. They just improved his vision. See, once he could see her.
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh.
And Thursday morning, I had to be in Clayton. I think. All right, I'm not even. You know what?
I just wanted to do a little music interlude.
I'm finished. I'm going to write the joke.
Tell the Clayton story.
No, you ruined it. Ladies, get in here, please. Come on. No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to make everybody wonder what it was going to be, and Dan ruined it for me. So, this is one of the jokes on the... I have three pages printed out of jokes that people said, make sure you get these in as the first jokes you tell, excuse me, when you get to 590. This is one on the list. And this one I've been telling for 30 years. And it's the guy from the city who's driving out in the country. And I mean, he knows nothing about farming, but he just wants to see farm life. He wants to see the country. He wants to see land and animals. So he pulls up to this farmer's house. There's a farmer sitting out on the porch, and the city guy gets out of the car, and he says, "You own this land?" The farmer says, "I sure do." He says, "You're a farmer?" He goes, "Yes, I'm a farmer. Farmed my whole life." "And you are?" And the guy goes, "I'm Hal Landerberg. I'm a city guy. I've never even been out in the country. Do you mind if I just look around at your farm and stuff on your farm?" He said, "Oh, I don't mind. Knock yourself out." And the guy, the city guy, reaches in the car and he gets a jar with a lid on it. He goes, "I smell honeysuckle, Mr. Farmer. You got honeysuckle on your property?" He goes, "I sure do." He says, "I'd like to go get me some honey, if you don't mind." The farmer just bursts out laughing. He goes, "Well, you are a city guy. You don't get honey from honeysuckles." He goes, "Well, we'll see about that." And the guy goes off into the out of the farmer's sight and comes back with a jar full of golden honey. And the farmer said, "Where in the hell did you get that honey? I don't have any honeybees here." He says, "Got the honeysuckle bush." The farmer says, "Well, I'll be." And the city guy says, "Hey, is that milkweed growing way over there? I'd love some fresh farm milk." And the farmer starts laughing again. He goes, you are a city boy. You don't get milk from milkweed. You get it from pulling them teats on them cows. That's where you get milk." And the city boy says, "Well," the city guy says, "Well, we'll see about that." And he disappears over the hill where the milkweed is growing and comes back with another great big, like, gallon jar of milk. Puts it in the trunk of his car. He says to the farmer, he says, "I bet you got buttercups. It's the time of year. You got buttercups, don't you?" He goes, "Yeah, I got buttercups." He goes, "I want some good fresh country butter." The farmer laughs at him again. He says, "Listen, he says, I don't know what you did, the kind of magic trick you did with that other stuff, the milk and the honey, but I'm kind of catching on, some kind of magician or something. Now, you'll get butter from buttercups, but go ahead." So he takes a Tupperware container and comes back with full of butter, fresh, creamy butter. And he says, "You get them from buttercups?" He says, "I sure did." And the city guy says, "Hey, wait a minute. Are those pussy willows?" The farmer says, "Wait a minute, let me get my hat."
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now and check in with Tori Lyons.
And this report's brought to you by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Accidents southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry and southbound 270 north of Tesson Ferry. Accidents clear northbound 270 at Gravois and northbound 270 before Ladue. Accident westbound 364 looks like it's been cleared as well. They wrapped up an accident southbound 55 at Richardson Road. All lanes reopened from an earlier crash at Jefferson on eastbound 44 and an injury accident eastbound 100 east of 109. This Saturday, join in the fight against our nation's drug epidemic by dropping off unused, unwanted medications during DEA's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Making a difference is as easy as cleaning out your medicine cabinet. Find more info at DEATakeBack.com. Reporting for Fans 590, now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is back with our 100% bonus for just one more week due to popular demand. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus for the last time this year. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise and a Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's Restaurant is next door to the Smokehouse. Same proprietor, same quality, both closed today because today's Monday. They're closed every Monday. You will need reservations for Annie Gunn's because it is a very popular restaurant. That's what happens when you have great food. You get very popular. Gift cards. Always a good idea. And, of course, this time of year, lots of people think gift cards. But you should think about it all year. Because every day is a special day for somebody. Something happened to them. Got a new job. Retired. Had a baby. Whatever. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. They sell thousands of them a year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And now here is Mike Evans. Hello.
Homie,
are you with us? Somebody, hold on.
That was my bad.
Somebody did not.
My bad. I'm from England. My bad. I'm a limey.
Wow, what a glaring dead space of silence that was. It's actually painful when you're in radio and that happens. And there, Mike, you know that. There's just that silence. Limey.
That's okay. I'll pick it up. I'll pick it up and I'll act like nothing happened.
That's a pro. That's what a pro does.
Exactly.
All right. And he owned all up to it, though. He owned up to it. I give him
all
that.
Week long, the pop quiz theme are celebrities who hate something. Social media, other celebrities, even their parents one day this week. Today, name the name of the celebrity who really hates Beyonce. This hater calls Beyonce trash. Trash. Is it Carrie Underwood? Ooh. Justin Bieber? Kid Rock? Taylor Swift? In a minute. Most bizarre nugget of the week, when his acting career is over, Tom Cruise, using his power through Scientology, says that he'll turn his attention to healing people by laying his hands on the afflicted.
Oh. Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Well, Tom Cruise is the new Oral Roberts.
Oh,
there you go.
He is. Oh. Beautiful. Huh?
How do you name somebody Oral? I've always wondered about that. A little baby, and they're born, a nurse brings them in. What are we going to name him? Oral. Just, I don't know. It just does
What's
not...
your last name? Disease? Hollywood Insider tells me that Harvey Weinstein has molested more women over the past 35 years that there's no way he could even remember half of them.
Well, I believe that.
And just wait, Weinstein's chauffeur, valet, and housekeeper, they all have stories to tell. His chauffeur, and this guy ought to be thrown in jail, already telling stories of hearing countless young women screaming from the backseat of the sleaze's limo, even though the partition was up. Please don't hurt me. Please stop.
You know what? When people are afraid of losing a job, they just... I don't know. They become blind. They're afraid to stand up and say, I'm not going to be a part of this.
Because these girls, it's funny to me. Please funny, don't hurt me.
Instead of thanking all these people who are now coming, they ought to be shamed. People ought to shame them for waiting so long. You had to wait till a bunch of other people step forward, and then you came out. You could have stopped this a long time ago.
I hear you. Court docket, Nicki Minaj's brother just got married, but goes on trial this week for raping his 11-year-old new stepdaughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Raping her multiple times, Nicki Minaj's brother. Exactly. Sergeant Bergdog is to be sentenced this week. Remember, what, six comrades died while out searching for him after he deserted, hanging with the enemy, and now he says he'd rather live with the Taliban than live in America.
Now, what happened? He was supposed to be sentenced today. What happened?
Well, they had the hearing today, but they continued it till Wednesday.
This is the guy whose parents were paraded out in the Rose Garden. Remember this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was some great hero.
Obama said he's one of the biggest peacetime heroes we've ever had.
Oh, my God. And we'd let five lunatic terrorists go to get this piece of crap back.
And three of the five are already back on are back in combat fighting against America.
Wow.
Did I hear Amanda in there?
She's here.
Yeah,
she's
hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey.
What are you doing, girl?
I'm on the radio.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. In town.
Get off it. You might break it. Don't break the radio.
Are you here all week?
I'm here until Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then where are you going?
I have to go back to Kansas City.
Oh. Yeah. Do you hear me in Kansas City?
Say yes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You should listen to me in Kansas City.
You know what?
Don't
listen to you on every single show.
Him. Don't, huh?
I listen to you on every single show.
You're better than that.
I'd say no, tell them the truth, you don't.
Okay, just this one.
Okay, well, you should listen on KCMO and Q104 Country.
There you go.
Okay.
Two stations in Kansas City.
In the morning?
What time?
KCMO, pretty easy to remember. KCMO, hello.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know what time they record me.
Mm. Oh, man, that's...
Well, I don't like that. I want it live.
No.
We like it live, like
I
here.
Know. TV News, HBO, and Alan Cutler, a developer of Boardwalk Empire, which I know you liked.
Yep, that was good.
And The Sopranos have come together for a 10-part miniseries, a bio series on the life of Babe Ruth, the true story.
Should be good.
I think that might be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be good. Okay, so the most profitable stars compared to salary and return. At box office. In other words, how much they get paid and how much their movies make at box office. The most profitable stars in the last 40 years are...
So meaning the movie studios make the most money off of these people, right?
Right.
Okay.
Number one, Emilio Estevez.
What?
Really?
Two, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Wow. I can see that.
Yeah.
Three, Mel Gibson.
Okay, I see that.
Four, Tyler Perry.
Okay, I think I
see that. And five, deceased, Dudley Moore.
What?
Huh,
Dudley Moore.
Now, the least profitable stars compared to salary and return at box office are number five, Anthony Hopkins.
That surprises me.
Number four, Hugh Jackman.
That surprises me.
Number three, Robert De Niro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Number two, Johnny Depp.
That doesn't surprise me.
And the all-time worst return, Brad Pitt, who has 10 movies in which he was paid over $25 million and less than $15 million came in at box office.
Oh, whoa.
Man. Wow.
That's a lot of loss. So much for our box office gold superstars.
And Pitt, Brad Pitt's been in some really good movies. He really has.
He's been in some bad movies too, homie.
Oh.
And finally.
Oh, boy.
Sad day. Are you sad, Amanda?
Sad because it's over?
Yes, I'm so sad.
You don't sound very sincere, Amanda.
She is.
I'm crying. Can't you hear
it? Like you're real sincere.
She has a tear in her eye.
There's tears coming down my face.
You can't see it, but they're streaming down.
Oh, okay. Who's the hater that hates Beyonce? Calls Beyonce trash. Trash. Carrie Underwood. Justin Bieber. Kid Rock. Taylor Swift.
And
you don't have to do it toying after.
No, you've already done it toying once.
You don't have to do the toying again.
Apologies, Mike.
Kind of wears thin.
It wears thin. Limey, you know, you should know that. If you were in show business, you would know that.
Yeah. Limey, who is it? Who's the hater?
I'm going to go with Kid Rock.
Ooh.
Dan?
I think I'm going to try Taylor Swift.
Tim?
I'll go Kid Rock as well.
Amanda?
Taylor.
Kid Rock for me.
Answer's Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Evans. See ya.
Yeah, it seems like Taylor Swift beats everybody.
Well, I mean, Kid Rock
they don't
is,
get along, right?
Kid, I don't really see Taylor Swift coming out and saying that somebody is trash either because she's trying to be the old sweetheart.
Not good for her career to do that.
Right.
I went from thinking Taylor Swift was ugly, like an ugly stick figure, to thinking she's really pretty.
She's beautiful,
I think she is.
Carrie Underwood's gorgeous, then. Give her that.
Oh,
I like Carrie,
right.
And she's married to a hockey player.
Now, Limey, if you could have, on a permanent basis, either one of those two, who would it be?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No question.
Hands down. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hands down, hands up, hands down, hands up, hands all over. See what I did?
I did.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both next door to each other, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they're closed on Monday. Gift cards are always a good idea. Here's another good idea. Did you see? It's going to be in the 30s this week. You see that at night?
I was talking to Tori Lyons before she did traffic this last one, and she said that they are now calling for a chance of snow Saturday night Saturday.
You know what? Halloween is Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, I think. And it's weird. Halloween is a weird day, and I'll tell you why. I remember Halloween's taking the kids out, and it was warm, like a summer night.
Yeah.
And then I remember it's so freezing cold and drizzly and wet and sleety, you can hardly even stand it.
It's always at that part where autumn really kicks in.
Yeah.
It's always at the end of October, beginning of November.
Well, it looks like it's not going to be too pleasant Halloween night if we're headed for the 30s, the end of the week. So how are your windows? How are they? Are they going to keep the cold out? Or is there going to be cold air coming in around those windows? And you think, well, one more year. Look, the number one selling replacement window in the country is Window World. It's an affordable window. It's a good, solid, dependable window. It has to be. You can't have a lifetime warranty unless that window is a really good window. They would have been out. They've been around 14 and a half years. They'd have been out of business after 4 years if it were crap, because they'd have to be replacing windows left and right, and they go broke. They don't have to replace many windows. There's a reason there's a lifetime warranty on it, and there's a reason to have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. And only two replacement window names in the country have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, because it's hard to get. It's extremely hard to get. I'm about to choke, but I'm not going to turn the mic off. I'm just going to keep going.
Whoa.
I am a professional.
You want us to clear our throats,
nope,
too, while you do?
Nope. Keep on going. Thank you. Okay. I feel better. Window World, you know the name. You know that there are a couple of guys who own Window World in the St. Louis area, one on the east side, one on our side. And even though they're all over the country, I believe the St. Louis area, if you look at the numbers on these trivia nights and the money they raise for St. Jude Children's Hospital, I don't know how they stack up against Window World, you know, franchises in the rest of the country, but I gotta think they're, if they're not at the top, they're pretty close. They sell a lot of windows. In 14 and a half years, almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. Check them out. They'll come out to your house. They'll give you an estimate. If you want, they'll let you stand on the windows to show. I'm not kidding. Show you how strong they are. You could actually, I did. I still jumped up and down. Couldn't break them. Couldn't hurt them. Window World. You want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite urban chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Blimey, can we take it all the way to the top of the hour?
We sure can, sir.
All right. I'm reading an email that I don't understand. This is evident. His name is Tom, and evidently he's a listener and listened for a long time. But he just sends me this email. Hey, Frank. It says, not sure what happened at 550, but I hope you're doing well and we'll land somewhere. Oh. Like, he doesn't even know that we're here. He says, somewhere where I can keep listening to you. Do you have any future plans? Please tell me you're not retiring. You're in good health. Well, Tom, I'm not retiring. I'm in okay health, and I don't think I understand why you just now are wondering what's going to happen to us. That one puzzled me. Now, Limey, because of people like you, I didn't get around this story in the Playhouse, but because the millennials,
people like me,
millennials like you, right. Harley you. Davidson for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers down, profits down, not good. They're not selling. Millennials are not buying motorcycles.
Ooh. Well, that is a shame. What is that about? I know I have, probably because most of us can't afford them, but I know that Harley Davidson is working on, or I think they've already released, it is a bike that's going to be about just under $10,000.
I think you're right.
I think it's a sort of like a like an all-rounder, like you've got the handlebars of like a crotch rocket, if you will, but then the body of an actual Harley Davidson. And I, the second I heard that, I thought, yep, if I can save up, I'm getting one of those. So.
Well, and they're doing it because they have to do it.
All right, my people.
They have to do
my
entry
age.
Level. Yeah,
get out there
I just
and buy
think
bikes.
It's interesting that they absolutely. And if you look at any group of riders, go you know, the weekend at Lake of the Ozarks where they had, I don't know, 10,000. They're old people. It's old couples and old guys, gray beards. It's rarely do you see, now that I think about it, a 30-year-old on a Harley. But there was a time.
There was everywhere.
My goodness, when I went to high school, there were at least six or seven guys who rode motorcycles in high school.
So are young people not buying motorcycles at all? They're just not buying Harleys?
I think they're just not buying motorcycles at all.
Yeah.
That's my take on it. Well, it's time to go. My daughter's here. I want to thank her for that. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.